can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on YouTube on the podcast. Well, maybe not, but we're on the podcast. What's up, Al?
Yeah, I thought we were going to be on YouTube.
We're going to. Yeah.
I don't see any cameras in here.
I don't know when, but we're going to be.
All right. Well, we'll just keep plowing through until we get there.
We'll just keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on, Jerry. Mm-hmm. I recently switched listening to the podcast that I listen to from, I was always using Spotify.
Yeah.
But there were having so many commercials in the Joe Rogan podcast, I thought, let me, for poops and giggles, try listening on the Apple podcast app and see if it changed. Way less commercials.
Weird.
I don't know why that is.
Strange.
I don't know if I'm just hit a weird thing and the commercials will be there next time. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just know that switching back to the Apple one has worked for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're having that same issue with your podcast, change it up every once in a while, I guess.
Always good to change it up once in a while.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I was listening to Joe Rogan yesterday on my way home, and I actually got to the point where I had to fast forward through it because he was talking about something that was making me so queasy while I was driving. I actually thought I was going to, like,
what was he talking about?
Faint. Are there any topics like health or disgusting things that would make you so queasy that you'd have to turn it off?
I'm sure it's possible. Top of my head, no.
So I'll tell you what it was. He was talking about doing jujitsu and things when he was younger. And, you know, so you sometimes get kicked in the balls and
sure.
things. He said, as he said it, quote, he got kicked in the dick and was bleeding out of the hole. I was getting getting lightheaded. Like, I had to be like, I can't. That, I don't know why that, of all injuries, seems the most.
I thought the UFC fighter that had his erection broken on his girlfriend who was bouncing up and down on him, that one makes me a little queasy.
Yeah.
But not seriously. Oh, like, that's to me like, ugh, but I'm fine. Like,
yeah.
And even what you just said, that sucks. But
yeah, I still, right now, I'm going through internal feelings.
Does not faze me.
Oh, man. That threw me off.
Just hope it never happens.
Correct.
That's all.
It did happen to me in 1997.
Where your penis bled?
Yeah.
From what?
Well, I had had sexual relations with my then girlfriend. And then she went to work and I went to go to the bathroom and blood dripped out.
So you had an STD?
No, I don't know what. So I got so panicked, I called the doctor and I got a nurse on the phone. And the nurse said, well, you could have just broke a blood vessel. She said, it happens. See if it happens again. And if not, no problem.
And it never happened again.
No.
Wow.
That's what Joe Rogan said. He thought, you know, it's so he didn't freak out. He thought, well, if I was bleeding from my nose, I would just think I broke a blood vessel.
Yeah.
Why would I not think the same thing there?
Because blood doesn't usually come out of your penis.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's so disgusting, Jerry.
Yeah. Not great.
Ugh. Anyway, Jerry, I have two stories involving poop I would like to share with you. News stories. These are two news stories.
I hope you're not going to reference the cowboy fan. I ignored that story. I wasn't going to make the guy famous.
I don't know if this guy is the cowboy fan.
I'm not even going to mention his name.
Oh, no, not that one.
Okay.
No, I did see that. No,
left it alone. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, I agree, Jerry. So there's two of them. One was sent by Connor Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Connor Hughes or
Connor Hughes is the SNY reporter.
He did not send this to me. The other guy, Connor, you're the guy who plays in your.
Oh, God, I'm blanking out on his last name right now. Oh, come on. Connor. I know his nephew or his cousin. The hell is their last name? That's funny. And of course, you know what? I'm not going to have his last name in here because I have him as.
You have him as Connor.
Cook.
Connor Cook.
That's it.
Connor Cook, fan of the podcast, Jerry. He had sent this and said, can you please bring this story up on the podcast.
Okay.
And it starts with this headline, Jerry. And by the way, this is in the travel section of the New York Post, which is an interesting place to put this.
Mm-hmm.
Diarrhea blamed for emergency landing on Delta flight with 281 passengers aboard. A transatlantic Delta flight had to be diverted to New York City after a passenger experienced an apparent bout of diarrhea in flight.
Yeah, you know why? He was eating pepperoni pizza before he got on the plane at one of those stupid restaurants. And he probably had greasy French fries or onion rings as well.
Yeah, we've talked about this, Jerry. You have to be very careful when you go to the airport.
I washed it down with a 96 gram of sugar lemonade. Stomach revolted on him.
Oh. I mean, there's a lot of choices, a lot of things you can eat at the airport when flights
delayed. Pretzels.
Yeah, you got to keep it simple.
That's what you can eat.
Your recommendation is pretzels.
It's always been right. Pretzels and water.
And water, yeah.
Even a regular Coke is fine.
Yes.
But pretzels.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know. I would see those little, like back in the day, I don't know if they still have them at the airports, the personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. I could just see the grease soaked in there. I was like, oh, man,
Especially if you get the pepperoni or the sausage.
Yes. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Even when I was coming back, I left you guys in Vegas because I had to get to Rutgers. So you guys stayed the weekend. I left after the show Friday morning. I went to the airport. Everyone was coming in. I was one of the few people that was going out. And I went to eat because I had to have lunch. It's a longer flight. And I'm like, I'm going to be safe. I wanted to actually get lunch. And I remember I got turkey provolone on rye. No mayonnaise, no nothing. No lettuce. Just that was it. And I got that with a Coke. That was it. I didn't even get French fries, nothing. But even that, when I was getting on the plane, I'm like, you know, not for nothing. What if that turkey was sitting out and there's bacteria on it?
Right. You have no idea.
You can't go wrong with a bag of pretzels and water.
Yes.
And I was nervous on that plane. Like, did I screw? Because, I don't know, it kind of got in my head.
Yeah, definitely.
I was fine, but, man, that's what I think this guy ate. Pepperoni
pizza.
You think
he had something bad. Yeah, this was a flight from Boston to Rome, Italy, last Friday. Had to turn around while over the Atlantic Ocean.
Could you imagine you've spent thousands of dollars on this trip? You get to the airport on time. The plane takes off only to be rerouted back to New York because a guy can't keep the crap in his ass.
Yeah, it left Boston, was going to go to Italy. While over the Atlantic, it had to turn back and drop off at JFK.
That is horrible.
In which the 281 passengers had to get off to get on another plane.
Oh, man.
A Delta spokesperson, I'm reading from the New York Post, attributed the diversion to a customer medical issue en route, would not specify the problem. However, a Twitter account, Only in Boston is the name of the Twitter account, said that the incident involved a passenger who had severe bouts of diarrhea all over their seat.
Oh, no.
Oh, baby.
He couldn't even hold it in.
He could not hold it.
He had like a waterfall of poop running down his leg.
Yeah.
And into the seat.
He couldn't even get to the bathroom. Delta reps have since addressed the incident, saying Delta apologizes to our customers for the delay in
their
travels.
Not their fault.
Yeah. We thank them for their patience as the aircraft diverted to New York JFK. It continued to roam early Saturday morning.
Oof-ah.
Yeah. How about that? The article continues, this wouldn't be the first time a Delta flight had to be diverted due to diarrhea. In the most infamous brownout in September, a Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona was forced to make a U-turn and an emergency landing after a flyer soiled themselves mid-flight. Oh. It's a biohazard issue, they say.
It's disgusting is what it is.
So once again, this just shows bag of pretzels, bottled water.
And you're fine.
And you're fine.
I wonder what...
Not even like an Auntie Anne's pretzel, because...
No.
Again,
those are loaded with grease and butter. Yeah. No. A bag of pretzels.
Bag of pretzels.
I wonder what the point of no return is in terms of still making the... Like, is it if they're less than 50% of the way there, whatever is the fastest landing, or is it just turn around? You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially like on a transatlantic flight and you're over the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
And... That's tough to turn around.
I know, but...
I think even the passengers in the area of the diarrhea would be like, you know, we got to keep
just get us
on.
There.
Yeah. And they got to have some sort of maybe they could have dropped down the oxygen tanks for people.
It's one thing I want to never see on a plane.
Yeah.
The oxygen tanks being dropped down.
I actually, recently in my studies of the missing Malaysian air flight, I found out that the oxygen that comes down from the planes in case there's a, is only lasts 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, that it's really only meant to be used for a temporary loss of a cabin pressure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never want to see those come down.
Yo, no.
And I fly a lot.
I like how they go really calmly. They go, put the mask on yourself before.
Yeah, that's calm when we're on the still on the tarmac.
Yeah.
Let's see how calm they are when the plane is descending at a rapid pace and they're trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
Eesh. I remember that was an issue with the Yankees back in, I'm going to guess around 2003 or 4, when I was doing updates for Joe overnight and the phone rings in the newsroom and it was Susan. And she was flustered. Like she was, you could tell something was going on. She's like, hey, put me through to Joe. She's like, I got to get on, let him know what's going on with the Yankees. I'm like, oh, okay, hold on. Put her on and their flight hit severe turbulence and dropped like thousands of feet. And it was a really bad flight where it shook a lot of people. And I remember that was like mid 2000s or so. You don't hear about it often, but it happens. And I want to say, I don't know if the masks came down or not for that, but it's possible.
Yeah, don't hear it. You would think you would hear about it more.
Yeah, let's knock on wood that we don't.
Yeah, that was actually on a Seinfeld episode where George was wondering why, with all these planes in the air flying back and forth to games.
I don't want to hear it.
How does that not happen? I've heard Larry David talk about this, so that clearly was his doing in the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, sure, sure.
His interest in it.
Yeah.
It is.
You ever think how many flights take off every day around the world?
With no problem.
I mean, it's...
I mean, without major issues. It's tens little issues.
It's like tens of thousands. Yeah. It's crazy. And that's in a day.
Yeah, I think one airline... I remember looking this up one time. I think Delta Airlines has like 3,500 to 4,000 flights a day.
Right. Around the world.
Worldwide.
Yeah. And think about how many airlines there are.
That's an insane amount of airplanes in the sky.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because when we're driving home from work, you might see a few, but you don't see 77 planes up there.
Yeah, you would think there'd just be planes.
It goes to show how big the planet is and the atmosphere and all that stuff.
The sky and the oceans, Jerry, are vast.
Speaking of oceans, did you see the story in the Post this morning, since we're talking about travel, about the family who got to the airport on time? When they got there, their flight was delayed 8 hours. By the time they landed and got to their Disney cruise, they got there just in time as it was setting sail.
Meaning they didn't get on it?
Correct.
Oh.
That sucks. Because you ain't getting that money back.
No. You got to meet them in the next port.
I would think you do. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not even sure how that works. I don't know if you can just show up in Jamaica. Hey, guys, we're here.
Hey, we're here. Yeah, we made it.
You might have been scrapped at that point. I don't know. I'm not sure how that works. I think you can leave early and tell them you're leaving. I don't know if you can join them late. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either.
Yeah, it's a rough one. That's why on a cruise, you always go the night before.
Yeah.
You always go the day before.
Or cruise out of lovely Bayonne, New Jersey, like I did.
Or do that, where you don't have to worry about the flights. That's true.
Hmm. In my second poop story, Jerry, this is...
it just sounds weird.
This I'll be reading from TMZ, and the headline goes like this: Louisville porch pooper. More packages left on doorsteps. So there's a person in Louisville who is pooping on people's front porches. He struck two more times since going viral late last week. Someone had the Ring doorbell cam.
Yeah.
Yeah. The homeowner, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the repeat pooper hit his porch two more times. Oh, he's pooping on the same guy's porch. He's now pooped six times on this guy's porch.
Okay.
Well, and is a crystal...
turns out it's his wife.
This is a crystal clear picture of
With all these cameras. Like, you would think that the cameras are going to deter things like this from happening, or people from stealing the packages, or people from trying to break, or anything. And yet, these idiots and thieves and crooks and just lowlifes continue to do whatever they do. They are on camera. You can figure out who it is. And it doesn't seem to matter.
What's interesting, too, is the picture from the Ring doorbell camera is clear. And the homeowner says he doesn't recognize this guy.
Oh, really?
So,
do you know everybody in your neighborhood? I don't.
No, but I'm saying, like, this guy, the pooper, seems to be clearly targeting this man.
Yeah, for some reason.
But this man doesn't know this guy.
Maybe he just settled on a nice porch.
Oh, so that could be it. Yeah, he
possible.
Might just. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had that kind of behavior in my life, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's a disgusting story, too.
Very disgusting.
Anything involving turds is gross.
I agree.
It just is.
Let's agree on that. Anything involving turds is gross.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's nasty. It's stomach turning.
That used to be an old joke that people used to do way back in like the 60s and 70s. They'd put like dog poop in a paper bag and then light it on fire on your porch, ring your bell. Then you come out, see the thing on fire, have to stomp it out, and now you're stomped dog poop.
And wasn't that always a mischief night trick,
too? Yeah, mischief night.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Where the people that throw the candy bar in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is. Now you got to empty the pool, clean it.
One night, mischief night, many years ago, this was, it had to be before I was 9 years old because we had moved out of that house when I was nine, but somebody put sugar in my mom's gas tank.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
The engine just doesn't run.
Yeah,
properly.
I don't know what it.
Out the car.
Yeah, I remember the cops sitting in the living room talking about what had happened.
Yeah. That's like a thing. The mischief night stuff is kind of a thing of the past now.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you might see some toilet paper on a tree once in a while, but like, that's it.
Right, that's not
which
terrible.
I'm good with. I had enough of that crap.
I agree, yeah.
There's two things I couldn't stand and still can't. That, and which is pretty much gone, so that's fine. And also, you're going to do it on the 4th, fine. I don't need fireworks on July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
Right,
pick
the actual
a night.
4th of July, sure.
Oh, I get it, but not every night. And so those things flying over your house, and I know we don't have normal schedules. I get that, and you're usually off. I'm not. But when you go and you have 6 hours to sleep and you can't fall because every 2 seconds, oh.
Yeah, explosions.
It is. Next year, I told my wife, if I do shows around July 4th next year and you guys are off and I'm the lone schmuck that's here doing show, I'm sleeping in Boomer's office. I'm not staying home. I can't deal with it.
Do you think you'd be able to sleep with earplugs in or headphones?
No.
But then you can't, you gotta need an alarm.
Gotta hear the alarm.
Right.
And I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with, even like when I work from home with the Cowboys, I'm not even comfortable with my headphones on. I keep one, even here in the studio, if you ever notice, one on, one off. I need to hear my surroundings. And I don't know why that is, but especially not if I'm sleeping. There's no way I'm doing that. No way.
Yeah, I wonder if you could do it if you had the headphones on with the noise, you know, some sort of like white noise or whatever it is, the rain sounds, and then and it's connected to your phone, which is where you're getting the sounds from, and then your alarm could go off then.
Maybe. I'm not comfortable, though, feeling disconnected from the world with my hearing.
Plus, I like to sleep on my side, and how am I going to do that with the headphones on?
That's true, too. I move all over, though. Last night, I was on my side, back, stomach, other side, couch, bed. I slept everywhere but the floor last night.
Do your cats ever curl up with you?
All the time.
Oh, they do?
All the time. Yeah, they are cuddlers, as they say.
Some days I think like, oh, it'd be nice if I could like pet my dog while I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm. That's how I fall asleep, usually every night.
But she sheds a lot.
Yeah. I mean, most animals do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what? Then I'm just covered in dog hair. This dog sheds a lot.
You could be, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible.
You got to be very diligent with vacuuming the bed out.
Oh, yeah. She's nuts with the vacuum.
Yeah.
She doesn't, a day doesn't go by that she's not vacuuming the house. And mostly because of the cat hair, she wants to make sure when people come over with allergies that there's never a problem. And we do have one set of friends whose son has bad pet allergies. Never has a problem in our house. Mm. So she's good. She's really good like that.
Yeah. It is cool when if you have a pet and you vacuum and then to see all the hair.
Cool or gross, both.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah. So when you empty that into the trash can and like a big, what looks like a small squirrel falls out.
Yeah.
And it's dog hair.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Or like, was it the uncle from Christmas Vacation? Like the hair he had on his head. Looks
right.
Like a squirrel's nest.
Yeah, he had a squirrel's nest on his head. It's fake hair.
Yeah, pretty gross.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Pretty gross.
Mm. Get a mixture of dust, hair, food particles.
Yep.
Near me, sand.
Yep.
Like it's just all.
You have sand
junk.
Does sand just like appear in your condo from like when the windows are open or from when you open your door?
No, I've not noticed that.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
I would have thought that there'd be...
I would think so, too.
Just with the breeze and how close you are to the ocean and the sand.
Unless I attribute it to it coming in on my feet or my dog's feet.
That true. I would just think that there would be some remnants of, I don't know,
yeah,
blowing
no,
in the
I
air.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
I'm surprised by that.
Not too bad.
Hmm. So those are my two poop stories, Jerry.
All right.
If you have any other poop stories...
No,
you,
don't. I don't want no more poops.
Well, you can direct message them to me. I appreciate the poop stories.
Okay. You can have them.
I am surprised that, you know, in neighborhoods where there's a lot of animals out, like walking, like neighborhoods where there's a lot of people walking dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So my neighborhood's one of those neighborhoods. That we are not spreading more disease and illness from animal droppings.
Who cleans up the animal droppings?
Well, you're supposed to, of course. But...
No, I don't mean the dogs. I mean the like the raccoons and the groundhogs and
the geese.
Squirrels and the geese. Yeah, like who cleans all that up?
I don't think anyone does.
Does it turn into fertilizer?
I think nature decides it turns into fertilizer.
Okay.
But it's also, when you see the signs about it's the law to pick up after your dog, it says, in other wording, not this one, but dog poop spreads disease. You must pick up your dog poop. But a lot of people don't. And it's just out there.
A lot of people don't, really.
Yeah.
I can't think of the last time I saw someone walking their dog, at least in my neighborhood, where the person walking them didn't have that bag around their hand.
Yeah.
Which is great to see. I'm not saying they're picking it all up, but it's at least they're giving the appearance. And I will say, when we go for a walk, I don't see random dog droppings. I really don't. It's rare.
Yeah.
Which is good, because no one needs to see that.
Yeah. It happens less near me in the summer, because there's more people out and about.
For sure.
It's hard to... But in the winter, there's not a lot of people out.
And also, probably the people in the winter are the ones that live there year-round. They really care.
Well, the winter is where I see it more, believe it or not.
Oh, that's weird. I would think the opposite.
Yeah, because I think because there aren't a lot of people out and about, it's easier to... Your dog poop and no one sees
that's
it.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
I would have thought the opposite.
Cameras.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Just don't do it by Al's house. He's got that camera pointing out.
Oh, hell yeah, Jerry.
Hell yeah.
You know me.
I'm
part of the Neighborhood Watch Program. I think there's an actual official Neighborhood Watch Program in Bradley Beach, and I got to get a part of that.
Right now.
I should be the leader.
They're saying, change the name of it. Change the name of it.
I mean, to think there are other like-minded people like me out there, Jerry, in my town.
There's always someone out there for someone.
We should be getting together, talking about how to eliminate crime.
Yeah, it's called the cops.
The cops, yeah.
Yeah.
The cops, Jerry.
But if you want to do it, go for it.
Yeah.
You go for it.
I do like when I see signs when you're going driving around into a neighborhood that says this is part of a neighborhood watch.
Mm-hmm.
All that means is the neighbors are looking out their windows. We're not minding our own business. Actually, we are minding. This is our business.
Right.
You're in my business now.
You're taking care of your surroundings.
I'm taking care of my surroundings. If we all policed our little neighborhoods.
Just be careful and no one pulls a gun on you.
Well, that would be unfortunate.
Yes, it would be.
Not at all.
It's also not past the point of an idea. Like, it could happen.
Oh, yeah.
So be careful.
You never know. You never know with people, Jerry.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I think about that every... I think, you know what, one of my... things that I think about every day driving to work,
over?
Yeah, is getting into a car accident and it injuring me to the point where I have to go to the hospital
or dying.
Yeah, like I'm like, what am I driving so far to work? What an idiot!
Now, well, that is true too.
Yeah,
that is true too. Although they do say most accidents happen within a mile of your home, mostly because that's where you have to be there before you go anywhere.
That's true, right? Coming or going, you're always within a mile of
Always going to have to make... You're always going to be in that area no matter where you go.
Yeah.
But that having been said, yes, the more you drive, the more risk you take. And we do drive far.
Yeah.
You further than me, but we drive far.
Yeah.
I do dream of a day where the commute is not as expensive and not nearly as long and we don't get up as early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when that day will come. Maybe it's when I get fired.
When you get retired.
But I do always wonder, like, how great it would be to only have to, say, drive in 3 days a week instead of five.
Yeah.
You know, or not have to drive into Manhattan anymore. That seems, like, glorious.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's so funny watching those HGTV shows that we sometimes like to watch. House Hunters. I love House Hunters. And they'll be like, I don't want my commute to be any longer than it already is. It takes me 10 minutes to get to work.
I know.
Like, what?
All right, 10 minutes. You haven't gotten to the parkway yet.
Right.
You haven't started your commute.
I didn't get to the parkway yet.
10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. That is wild in some of those towns they go to on House Hunters.
Because those shows, they are eye-opening in a lot of cases. You know, sometimes they're big cities. Sometimes they're not. You ever wonder, though, like how many different ways there are to make money and like different ways you could live your life? And we just, while it's fine, it's been great, don't get me wrong, you could be doing so many different things in different places.
Yeah, and yet if you got fired, you'd be like, now what am I going to do?
Well, because 100%. I mean, I've been trying to figure something out as a backup plan for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I haven't been so successful, mostly because if you're going to do something like that, it's going to take all of your time.
Yes.
And you're not forced into doing it. But it is interesting. It's, you know, you could move an hour away, still be somewhat near everybody that you'll, but have a completely different life.
Oh yeah. Just look how many neighborhoods there are.
Right. Absolutely.
Filled with houses.
Yeah.
Filled with people paying their mortgages.
Yes.
How?
It's crazy. Right. Where's all this work and commerce come from? We've talked about that before, but yeah, it is, I've thought about Pennsylvania. I could theoretically still work here if I moved to Pennsylvania, yet my life would be so incredibly different.
Mm-hmm.
New school for, you know, both of my kids, new sports programs, new teams, new people, new friends, new restaurants, different commute. It's just, it's different.
What do you think's the shortest amount of time you could get from New York City, where we work, to an address in Pennsylvania?
An hour. Yeah, an hour. Go right down. I think it's right 78. I think you could take it. I think it's about 60 miles. Is it Easton, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
That sound right?
Yeah.
So I can give you very...
Yeah, that wasn't all that much further than the Basking Ridge exit I had on Route 78 out there.
No, it's not at all. If I go to Easton, PA, all right, it would take me from here, hour 21.
Oh.
But that's not crossing the border. That's getting into Easton.
Yeah, if you're just typing into the maps, Easton, it's putting you at the center of the town.
Yes. I'm not sure what the closest, like Allentown looks closer. Or no, that's going further out, actually. My bad. So Washington Township is New Jersey, correct?
Yes.
So it looks like it's hard to tell on here. It looks like Phillipsburg might be the closest town. I don't know. I got to see. But I really do think you can get to Pennsylvania within an hour from here.
Yeah, better taxes, right, Jerry?
I would think so. I don't know, but I would think so.
I believe so.
Sounds about right.
Hmm. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. Now, tomorrow when we come in here...
What's the return of...
Cool games
That's
tomorrow.
Right.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That is going to be awesome, Jerry. All right, we'll do warm-up now. So...